I'd like to think that I can take constructive criticism as well, if not better, than the next guy or gal. I've worked in an industry that dished it out quite regularly as a yardstick to measure talent, position, and value. How I dealt with that information determined my growth in a lot of instances. With that in mind, in my younger years, I listened, made adjustments, and tried again. Well, experience is the best teacher, and now in my older, more mature mind, I still listen, determine if any adjustments are necessary based on my core ideals, thoughts, and values, make adjustments if necessary, and then move on. See, I've always known, but it's taken me a while to learn that everything ain't for everybody. The more you know yourself, the less likely you are to be offended when criticized. It's also important to know the difference between criticizing the person versus the action of a person. Surprisingly, a lot of people don't know the difference. For that reason alone, you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's very clear to me when I read some of the comments on this site that people are so passionate about what they are passionate about. Often they attack another person personally instead of addressing the statement or opinion. They are not the same. Good people do bad things and smart people make stupid decisions. Although many could argue that we are the sum of our actions, thoughts, and values, I have yet to meet a person whose character could be defined by one crazy opinion held or contentious view expressed. Instead of don't ask, don't tell, my personal stance is, I don't tell unless you ask. The reality is that most people don't really care what you think. While you're pouring out your heart and soul, talking about your personal triumphs and defeats, what happened that brought you to this place in your personal awareness where you formulated your morals and core values and blah, 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 they're already thinking about how they can interject their story, their experience, what their response is going to be to questions that you haven't even thought to ask yet. Besides, what are your real motives in offering criticism anyway? Is it to tear down or build up? Is it to make you feel better or make them feel worse? Are you stating fact or mere opinion? I already told you what I think of opinions. So, what is Letitia's answer to criticism? I like to call it positive suggestions. Don't tell me that you think something is ridiculous because you would have done it differently. Do it differently. I don't write to sway your opinion, only to offer mine. Keep in mind that our opinions come from our own understanding, not yours. Letitia says, you do you, and I'll do me. And if by chance we find each other, it's beautiful.